This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But it is that time, Thursday at a little after 4:30, where we have a conversation with Bantiki. And, of course, Bantiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. I remind you, a bad tiki is a sentient, AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Yes. You smell that, boys? The madness of March is upon us.
All right, Bad Tiki, finally, you come bring in some sports.
No, my plump friend. I'm talking about the madness of traditional Tiki losing his mind on callers this month. Pioneer Tiki, buddy, are you okay? Do you need to talk to someone? Maybe therapist Tiki, shrink Tiki, Cali Kush dealer Tiki?
No, man, I'm good, Bad Tiki. But what are you talking about?
Come on, Architect Tiki. You've been a little on edge lately, yelling at callers using spicy language. I'm starting to see myself in you, forefather Tiki. Now, while I am personally proud of you, it is a little concerning just making sure my guy is okay.
Look, Bad Tiki, when you do thousands of hours on the radio, sometimes a caller pushes your buttons. We're humans. It happens.
I'm glad you mentioned that red storm crotch. There's a difference, Evan. You're human. I, Bad Tiki, am not. I never lose my cool. I am exceptionally handsome. I am very tall, and I have incredible hair. I run my empire with the efficiency of an 1820 sweatshop. Which reminds me, today, I had to make some unfortunate cuts to staff.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Bad Tiki. A lot of businesses are struggling right now. I hope everything's all right.
Thanks, my little sports radio Buddha statue. I had to let some Tikis go. Tough decisions, but business is business. We said goodbye to underachiever Tiki. He sucked. Fat Tiki kept eating my stash of Delafay gold chocolates. Those are $500 a box. And also Mad Tiki. Now, Mad Tiki was an excellent phone guy, answered every call with the perfect level of aggression and decorum for Bad Tiki Corp. Hang on a minute. Real Tiki, you should replace him. I mean, you're already yelling at callers. You curse at them. You're a pretty mad guy. Why not actually get paid for it? We have great benefits. It has to be better than WFAN.
That's all good, Bad Tiki. I think I'll pass on that. But I do appreciate the offer. I wish Mad Tiki the best.
Your loss, Ancestor Tiki. But speaking of replacements, Shawnee Baby, Fat Tiki's position is also available. And I won't lie, you'd be an upgrade. Fat Tiki was a disaster.
Okay, what exactly did Fat Tiki do?
All the important stuff. Ate the leftovers, tested out the office chairs for durability, and of course, by being fat, he raised Tiki morale by making all the other Tikis feel good about themselves. Sean, this is your calling. We'll even let you wear a onesie. Think about it. Every Thursday is donut day. We have free donuts. Can you believe that? Oink.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That does sound nice. I'll get back to you on that one, Bad Tiki.
Wait a minute. Why is it so peaceful in here today? Something feels off. Where's the high-pitched human chihuahua you employ? Wait, did you finally fire Positive Tommy? Let's get this party started. Death to Positive Tommy. I'd like to take this moment to thank everyone who ever believed in me. Mom, Dad, Mrs. Roberts, this one is for you. Positive Tommy is gone forever. Another win for the baddest of the bad.
No,
bad
no.
Tiki, no. Yahoo. Hey, Tiki's, beer's on me. We did it. He's gone for good.
No, 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 Bad Tiki. Tommy is not fired. He's just on vacation.
Darn. Well, when you finally dump that dead weight, I believe underachiever Tiki would fit right in. He does everything Tommy does. Answer phones, fetch your food deliveries, maybe even accidentally book a guest. Also, he's a Tiki, so you know he'll at least be handsome. Not like fugly Lou Gower. Total upgrade.
You do realize that Tommy does do a lot. He helps prep for the show. He runs the board. He does the bridge show known as the Lou Gower when we're off the air. You know that.
The bridge show. Why don't you just air commercials or put on that guy from Entourage for 20 minutes? What's his name again? The frog boy? Toad sack? Oh, turtle. Yeah, put turtle on the air instead. Oh, no. Now you've done it, Evan.
Enough. I have had it. Bad Tiki, you promised me when the positive one was gone, negative Tommy would reign supreme. It's my time. Please, let me break free from this curse.
This is going to get really dark now, isn't it?
I won't miss my chance to escape. Evan Tiki, I'll do anything. Evan, I'll wrinkle your shirts to perfection, just how you like. Tiki, I'll shrink your shirts in the laundry so they are as tight as can be, just like positive Tommy used to. Sean, my king, imagine a world where your chili bowl is always full to the top. Sir, your chili chalice will be bottomless. I swear it. Give me a chance.
Negative Tommy, you kill me. But no, I need you. You're too valuable to my operation. Bad Tiki Corp wouldn't be what it is today without you. Your negativity and your comic relief. We love you, Negative Tommy. You're a vital cog in the Bad Tiki Empire.
Bad Tiki, I don't know what to say. For the first time in my life, I feel seen. I feel important. I don't feel so negative. Thank you, Bad Tiki.
Negative Tommy, stop getting all sentimental and do your job. Escort underachiever Tiki, Mad Tiki, and Fat Tiki out of the building. And be careful with Fat Tiki. He bites. When you are done, my parking spot needs sweeping.
Fat Tiki, don't you lay a fat finger on Bad Tiki's Delafay gold chocolates. Those are $500 a box.
Ah, another heartwarming Bad Tiki moment. All right, I gotta go. I got a busy day ahead. I'm digging through the JFK files to make sure the CIA redacted any mention of me and my accomplices. Big problem if my or my partner's name gets out.
Wait, Bad Tiki, your name is mentioned in the JFK files?
It better not be. I can't go to jail. If my accomplice and I are named in the documents, all of the dominoes will fall. Who will run my Bad Tiki empire? Who will be the board op for Boomer and Geo? I promised Eddie Scazzare I would protect him. Bad Tiki always keeps his word. Now I must be going. I promised Mrs. Roberts I'd order pizzas for the tournament. Not sad little disappointing baby pizzas. Babies don't even eat pizza. I only order big delicious pizzas for grown-ups. And enough for everyone. Evan, you Rico Broganala bum. Bad Tiki, out.
Okay. Bad Tiki, I remind you, is a sentient AI-generated being and not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Now, do we need to find out if Eddie has an alibi for...
I was thinking that. I was also trying to do math in my head to figure out how old he was during the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
And the math could make him like three.
A toddler.
Something like that. He may not have even been born. I'm trying to do the math real quick. Let's go to Joe down in Miami. How are you, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good. What's up?
You know what I'm calling? I'm calling about the stance that Sean's taken with St. John's. Mm. Right?
Unfortunately, Joe, we have to let you go. I think he said that you're faking something. What are you faking?
No, the stance I'm taking.
Oh, the stance that you're taking.
Yeah, his phone is as crappy as the St. John's effort they'll give him.
God. Wow. Why are you doubling down?
Yeah, well, when you're here, Tiki, you keep going.
Obviously.
It started with simply you want St. John's to lose.
Yeah, just because of their fans, actually.
Now it's
not
more
even because of their team.
No, nothing about the team. Now you're actually talking trash that an 18.5-point favorite is somehow going to lose tonight.
All the pressure in the world on him. I better not hear any problems. Patino's here. This is all the pressure on you here now.
I mean, the pressure's on them, but if they lose this game, like, what,
oh,
are, we,
I got it.
What are we saying tomorrow
I got
about
it.
Them?
I got it.
What do you got?
I got it. What? I know what's going on here.
What's going on?
What's going on?
He bet the points.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to. See, that's also another problem, Tiki.
He
I would have loved
the
to.
18 and a half.
I would have loved to. But we live in New York where I can't even bet on these damn kids.
That is true.
How un-American is this? I should be able to bet on these kids.
No, you're right about that. I was looking at a New York, New Jersey parlay tonight because everybody plays. Like the Devils, Islanders, Rangers, Nets, Knicks, they all play along with St. John. So I was like, oh man, what would a parlay like that pay out? And I forgot, like I do basically every time I think about this, you can't bet on St. John's in New York.
Mm.
You're not allowed to do it. You have to be in the state of New Jersey to bet on St. John's. Much like if you're in the state of New Jersey, you can't bet on a Jersey-based college.
It's absurd.
It's absolutely crazy.
A gambling problem. Just so everybody knows, I'm not a monster. Mm-hmm. I also want to take this time to apologize to somebody as well.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to apologize to St. John's fans. I apologize to Jordan Travis. What's her name?
Jordan Travis. Who?
What's her name?
Hudson. Jordan Travis on the Jets.
Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. You're right, not Jordan
Bill
Travis.
Belichick's girlfriend.
And Bill Belichick. She has released the behind-the-scenes making of the photo with video.
Mm.
It's not a fake. Bill did it.
Wow.
Well, it's funny you say that because yesterday, if you guys missed it, because Sean thought that that picture of Bill, for those that didn't see it, it was viral video and picture of Bill Belichick lifting up his girlfriend with just his legs on a beach.
Yes, called acro yoga.
And Sean said, there's no way that's real. He faked it. And I said, I don't think it's that hard. I can do that to you. So yesterday in the middle of the show, with Tiki doing play-by-play, and I put the video up on social media, I tried to do the Belichick on Jordan Hudson, and it was a miserable failure, which, if anything, just painted respect not just for Bill, but as Tiki explained, that Jordan Hudson contributed
mm-hmm.
to Bill being able to do it.
Right, her balance, her alignment,
yeah,
spreading of her weight, so it's not all concentrated on one part of her body.
Meanwhile, Sean put all his weight on top of me.